This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the coolest thing you've gotten secondhand?
Oh, man.
So we're talking about this because Goodwill announced that most of their Portland locations are going to open today.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see a full list of them, we did put them up on our Facebook. It's 105.1 The Buzz. But we wanted to open it up to something broader, like secondhand thing, the coolest thing you've gotten. It could have came from like a rummage sale, passed down, whatever. And I actually have one of the coolest things in the world in my house.
Go on.
I am so obsessed with Golden Girls. Rue McClanahan, she played Blanche.
Yes.
I actually have her tea set.
Really?
Yes. So I have a really good friend. Her name's Kieran. Shout out to her if she's listening. And when I was getting married, I didn't know what to put on my registry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, at that point, I was like 26, 27.
Yeah.
I'd already been a grown up. And so Boo Bear and I, we already had dishes. We had pots. We had pans. And so instead of putting a registry out, we were like, Lego sets, inflatables. So, like, it was kind of just whatever you want to get us, get us. And so she ended up finding an estate sale for this, one of my favorite actresses of all time. And she got me the tea set and gave it to me.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and it's not like a fancy schmancy tea set. It's like the tea set she had in her house. Like, it's like four glass mugs and then like a tea tin that she kept her tea in.
So it was her personal set. It wasn't part of the show.
Correct. It was her personal one, and it came with like a certificate of authentication. And
it came with a cert?
Yes, yes, because
That's
it came
great.
From her estate. It was like, if you buy things from estate sales, they have to, if it's somebody famous, they have to say this is where this came from.
That is, do you have it on display at the house?
Yes, but I don't want to say that because I don't want anybody to come and rob me. I do. I have a Golden Girls cabinet where I have like all my memorabilia, and that's like the only thing that I really collect. But this was like 5 years ago, and to this day, it is literally my prized possession. Like, if my house was on fire, obviously, if I got my kid and my pets out, if I could go back for one thing, that's the one thing I would save.
Wow. The only thing I've gotten secondhand that I thought was, like, super cool were my kayaks, which I no longer have.
Still, that's really cool. So we want to know, what's the coolest thing you've ever gotten secondhand? 503-733-5105.
A vintage yellow couch that was, like, a woven type of couch that had, like, flowers that looked like it was from the 70s that I got when I was in college. But at the same time, after I brought it home, about a week, I was like, you know what? This thing is probably kind of gross. I should put it.
Yeah, might have to take a good steam clean to that thing.
No, just Lysol it down, you know?
But it was so cute. Like, I loved it, but at the same time, it was kind of like, I don't think I should be sitting on this.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, y'all too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know if I could get a secondhand couch.
I feel like I've gotten secondhand furniture before. We're talking about this. What's the coolest thing you've ever gotten secondhand? Because all the Goodwill stores, for the most part, are opening up in Portland today. And, like, I don't know. That just opens the question of what cool things have you gotten. And it could be, like, from a flea market, a hand-me-down, a garage sale. I don't think I've done a couch.
I mean, when I was in college, I got all sorts of weird furniture from all sorts of places. And when I got my own first place, I was doing the same thing. But right now, I know what I've done on my couch.
I don't want to know what you've done on your couch. That's
nasty. Just leave it right there.
Coolest thing I've ever gotten secondhand. So I am a big, huge Disney person. And a long time ago, Disney and Judy and Bert started collabing with and making Judy and Bert Disney purses. And they do a couple of them, like a couple patterns, and then they stop making the pattern. And I was able to make really good friends with somebody that's a huge Disney person as well. And she actually gave me one of her old Disney Judy and Bert. And
nice.
That was probably, yeah. And I mean, they think, you know, retail value compared to now, like resale, go crazy since they're like limited patterns, and I will never ever give it away. Like, I mean, it's just never gonna happen.
That's the best hand-me-down ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully if I have a daughter, I can pass it to her. But, like, yeah, I'm keeping that for as long as I can.
Do you actually carry it or do you keep it in a glass case?
Oh, no, I carry it. Judy and Birch hold up really good. I've already had one that I bought myself on sale when I was in high school that I saved money for and bought it. And it still looks brand new.
Well, you're the absolute best. I hope you have a great day. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day, too.
I don't think I've ever worn a handbag more than I do right now.
Yeah, right?
2 days ago, I was on Facebook resale. You know, the little thing.
The little marketplace.
Yeah, marketplace. And there was this lady, and she was selling her coffee table. And it was really nice. And it was, like, all wood and has drawers and everything for $120. And then I messaged her a little bit, and she said she got it from Pier 1, and so I checked, and they still sell it for $1,000.
Wow!
That's a big score.
Yeah.
I know. So I think that's probably my best ever. I love bargain hunting.
I was going to say, dang, that's a lot for a coffee table, but then when you find out how much it still actually costs, it seems like a real deal.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I never would pay full price for that. Like, $120 is definitely my max.
Coffee tables are expensive.
I wouldn't know. Mine's made out of particle board, and I bought it from Walmart from the college section. The back-to-school section, you know what I'm talking
That's
about? It 80% comes out.
Of the furniture at my
mine
house,
too.
All right?
Mine too. You know what? And this is not funny. It's sad because I know people lose their jobs, but Pier 1 is one of the businesses that's going under.
Yeah.
And they're doing these going out of business sales, and somebody posted about it in my newsfeed the other day, and I was like, oh, snap, maybe I can finally afford something from there, right?
Right.
I pulled it up, and I was like, oh, nope. My gosh, I still can't afford anything from Pier 1. So I can get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.